CBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Florida at Mar-a-Lago and expected to meet with President-elect Donald Trump tonight, say multiple sources. This comes after Trump threatened sweeping 25% across-the-board tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada. Three people injured in a Black Friday shooting at a mall in Little Rock, Arkansas. They have non-life-threatening injuries. The mayor there saying he trusts those responsible will be held fully accountable. The famed Notre Dame Cathedral of Paris will reopen to the public on a schedule declared by French President Emmanuel Macron after a fire gutted the historic church in 2019. ABC correspondent Tom Sophie Borage outside the cathedral with
the imagery is absolutely breathtaking. The nave, the light streaming in through all the windows, the stained glass windows, the colors, many of the relics, the statues placed back. Some are new, some were saved from the fire.
This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. We all know what Black Friday is for shopping, but now more than ever, small businesses need local support. Saturday, November 30th, is Small Business Saturday. Founded in 2010, Small Business Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, has quickly become an important part of small businesses' busiest shopping season. In 2023, the reported projected spending in the U.S. from those who shopped at small businesses on Small Business Saturday was around $17 billion. If you're heading out to the deer stand this holiday weekend, prioritize safety. Brittany Merlot has more.
Tree stand accidents are a leading cause of hunting-related injuries. Here's Jennifer Doring, a physician assistant at Aspirus Emergency Department in Wausau.
Nationally, there are 6,800 deer stand accidents a year. Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures and unfortunately some lacerations, and in more severe cases, we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
With 300 to 500 fatalities each year in the U.S., it's important to choose the right tree.
Smaller trees, sometimes that can be more dangerous because they cannot support your weight, and that can result in a fall if you don't have the right tree.
Be sure to check your deer stand ahead of time and make sure that the surrounding area is not falling apart.
I always encourage people to keep a cell phone that is fully powered up and keep it on your person. Sometimes our accidents happen when you are alone.
Always wear blaze orange and make sure that other hunters can see you. Additional hunter safety information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's website.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Badgers end with a losing record. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost at home today to the Minnesota Gophers 24-7. Minnesota jumped out to a 14-0 lead and never looked back. The Badgers' offense, no match for the Gophers' defense. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Yeah, I mean, you aren't ever going to win a Big Ten game if you rush the ball for 35 yards. And, so... That put us in a tough situation.
So Wisconsin finishes the season with a record of 5-7, and for the first time in 22 years, will not go to a bowl game. NFL, the Packers beat the Dolphins last night 30-17. Up next, they travel to Detroit to take on the first-place Lions, quarterback Jordan Love.
We know who we got this week coming up is a really good Lions team, and obviously they got us the first game.
In Chicago, the Bears have fired head coach Matt Eberflus after their loss to the Lions yesterday, failing to call for a timeout. It's the first time in franchise history they've fired a coach in season. Offensive coordinator Thomas Brown named interim head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, a low in the mid-teens, the wind settles down a little bit. And mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Around 30 degrees for the high Sunday, more sunshine into the area. Currently 21 degrees.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you on this post-Thanksgiving show. This is a Friday night edition of Nightlight, even though it is not a typical Friday edition of Nightlight. We're doing Friday anyway, and it's the day after one of the biggest holidays of the year. I hope everyone had a great day. I hope you ate a ton. I hope you rested today and chilled out and watched movies and took walks and whatever it is you do to ease back into your life after what I think is maybe my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Joining me here today, just like he did the other night, is the legendary, one and only is safer because that kind of has connotations like that you're like this great person, but can also mean, well, there's nobody else like him.
Right, exactly. Could go either way.
I'll put you in the middle there, legendary. Filling in for the con man who is in Florida.
Is that where he is?
I think so.
With the family?
Yes. And he's going to be down there till you're producing Monday as well.
Yep.
After the weekend. That'll be fun. We'll do some maybe ghost talk.
I love it.
I love it too. Conrad will be back, I think, on Tuesday.
I mean, how tough is that? A holiday in Florida?
I mean,
he's got family down there, right?
He's jetting around. He's in Italy for a few weeks. Then he's going to Florida. The kid's all over the place.
Just wait till he grows up.
Yeah, he should get it out of his system now. Yeah.
Because that's going to change real fast, Con.
That's right. It's good to have you here, buddy. And thank you for filling in though. Seriously, it's always fun to work together.
Absolutely.
And a great show tonight. And we put together a really good show just because in honor of Todd. We've got some great guests tonight that we put together some sort of all-star interviews tonight, like we've been doing the last couple nights here. Chicago comedian Pat McGann will be on the show tonight. Very funny guy, and he's got a date coming up in Wisconsin, so we're trying to get Pat back on the show hopefully in the next couple weeks so he can promote that. But he travels with Sebastian Maniscalco. They work together often. Pat is has had his own Amazon Prime special, which is hilarious, and he is just a real up and comer and a very, very funny guy. We'll be playing some Pat McGann on tonight's show. And then this is exciting, Todd. I don't know if you knew this. Bill Leff, who hosts MeTV's Tune In With Me every morning. It's a nationally syndicated show. He's a buddy from stand-up, my stand-up days in Chicago. He was the first guest on Nightlight.
Wow.
December 4th in 2023. So I lined him up. He's going to be here next week on December 4th, which I believe is Wednesday. So we'll commemorate his first visit. He's been on once in between, but that'll be fun to kind of I don't know how crazy you go for the one-year anniversary.
Well, wasn't like Bill Murray the guy with Letterman, right? He was on the first show and the last
that's
show.
Right.
So he's kind of like your Bill Murray,
Bill
really.
Murray. Maybe he'll get up and do the Let's Get Physical. You know what? It's so funny you say that because have you watched Bill Murray on Letterman? Every once in a while, that is such a classic appearance he did that I just play it because it's so funny.
Now, were you talking about like the original one where he's dancing around with Let's Get Physical? Is that the one? Yeah.
You know what, though? Maybe I'm thinking of a different... I don't know. He just starts chastising Letterman for changing now that he's on TV.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the first one or not.
So he did the first one on NBC, but he did the first one on CBS. And when he was on CBS, he came out, kind of gave Letterman
that was
crap.
Funny
and
too.
And actually spray painted his desk.
Duh.
Right? Yeah. Right.
And then he filmed himself. He goes, the construction workers who work so hard to get the studio together. He goes, here we have a clip. And then Bill Murray's in there with the construction hat waving. And then he comes back and he's crying because he feels guilty taking place. Yeah. But no, this was on the first one. And he was, he's like, I just fell into your old trap, didn't I, Letterman? Like, so funny. So, but Bill, honestly, and I'm not just saying this, Bill Left makes me laugh maybe more than Bill Murray because I don't have that sort of repertoire with Bill Murray that I have with Bill Left. But two funny Bills.
Looking forward to him being on in the fourth. Yeah.
He's always fun. Bill will be here. And he did this whole thing. The first time he came on, he said, I just want to tell you, Pete, this producer you're working with, during a break, he said, Bill, I'm going to come to your house and kill you.
I remember that. Thing.
And Conrad, it's his first night. He's sitting over there just listening like, oh, dear. But he played along pretty
well.
And
I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my God, maybe we hired the wrong guy for the job.
Yeah, he's got a record. Who knew? I just thought he knocked off liquor stores, but turns out he's an attempted murderer, too. No, but Bill will be here on December 4th. Conrad will be back for then, so I can look forward to some interaction between those two. And then we're going to replay our, a little later in the show, we'll play our Wabino Volunteer Fire. It was good. I'm so glad. Okay, so Todd is reading the narrator voice. And you included, when you sent me the stuff you recorded, a blooper of you cracking up at the bait shop owner's name.
That's right.
I was like, at first I hear you laughing. I'm like, oh, no. And then your laugh was so priceless. I lost it, too. And it was just so doggone funny. So.
It was one of those things where you're just, you know, you get copy and you just start reading it, right? You don't necessarily pre-read it. So I hit the name and it was like, okay, I got to stop.
That was great. So we'll do that too. So we got all about comedy tonight. Well, it's a good post-holiday show. We got Pat McGann, Bill Leff, a little comedy skit we did while being a volunteer fire. My response to all the fire shows that are on TV right now. So we had a little fun with that. And you know, I'm not saying like Thanksgiving is not like the day after Christmas, but it can be a little depressing the day after. You still got the long weekend, which is nice. Sometimes people on Christmas have to go back to work the next day. So this is less depressing than that, I think. But there's always a letdown after holidays, don't you think?
That, and we just found out actually this week with the company we work for that we are given the day off after, right?
We
didn't know that.
Yeah.
We were all kind of, in fact, I got a note from HR of the essential and non-essentials. So I don't know if you were in on the meeting.
I just glanced at it. I got bumped off the meeting and I came back in that part.
So you are an essential employee. Did you know that?
I do
you
now.
And Con.
I
you
do
and
feel
Con.
Special.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's
very weird, I think. It's like, you guys have to work.
It's like pressure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a lot more pressure.
Come on.
But we had the day off anyway. So do we get that day off now or do we
You
have
are
to,
taking
like...
the day off, yes. We are taking today off, correct?
Even though it was given to us.
Well, yeah, but you're considered essential, so we could make you work today if we wanted to, is basically what they're saying.
So this isn't necessarily a good thing.
It's really not.
No, I was under the impression we're being rewarded somehow.
Not you and Con.
All right. Well, it's a vacation day. I'm still glad I took it. That's okay.
Yep.
However, we are putting shows together. So it's not really like I'm off.
That's what I say, right?
Yeah.
And if you can do it ahead of time or whatever, I mean, come on.
You're still putting a lot of time.
Absolutely.
These are almost more effort to put it. Like when somebody suggested having a guest host, I was like, God, by the time I get through going over with it, I could just do a show.
Right.
But that's all right.
Yeah.
It's good to have those kind of problems.
Plus, how would you feel about having a guest host? Like, would you be worried about the show? Would
6
you be,
months ago,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah.
A little now, even. Who knows?
Yeah.
What if I get, like, the next Howie Mandel in here?
Right.
I don't know why I went Howie Mandel. Sort of
I don't think he'd actually do a good job on the show.
There were rumors, though. Here's why I went there. There were rumors that someone, this is just an urban legend, said, you think you're funny? Get up here. And Howie Mandel went on stage and did an hour and killed, which is completely ridiculous. That would never happen.
I can't imagine.
Ever happen. He doesn't kill now. for an hour.
Yeah.
He's okay.
It's a lot of, I had a friend of mine do a 5-minute stint in the UK. They do, they call it the King Gong Show. Okay. So it's kind of like the Gong Show,
okay,
but it's all comedians and you got to do 5 minutes and you got to get through the five. If you get through the five, you go on to the final, blah, 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 blah.
Oh man.
There were some really good people on stage and then there were some really bad people. Yeah.
How could you watch? I mean, my theory is like even guys I think are really funny, like Brian Regan, or it's hard to watch any comic for more than a half hour before it gets to be like, okay, next, or I got to move on with my day. And that's not a shot at comedians. It's just one person talking, unless you are an absolute genius.
Right.
It's tough to watch. I can't imagine watching that many comics for 5 minutes. It seems like that.
Yeah. It was like an all night thing. Jeez. So,
but this isn't that. Is there a holiday you get depressed after?
I'm not really into the holidays anymore.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't care about Thanksgiving. I'm just excited about sleeping in from the morning show the last couple of days. That's what I'm excited
about. As opposed to sleeping through the morning show.
I wish I could do that some days.
Yeah, I know, I know. No, you're right. That's a great, it's a great day to have off. I still get kind of excited, I guess. I don't know. I'm excited to have a day off, too.
Absolutely.
You know, it's you know, you work hard and you you want to chill out a bit. But I will say, Todd, I don't know if you're into live theater, but this is kind of a fun time of year for me. I remember when I think I was in junior high when we moved here, and my parents started going to all these live shows in Wisconsin, and they would take us to a Christmas Carol in Milwaukee every year.
Oh.
We would see the Nutcracker Ballet in Chicago at the Erie Crown Theater. I'm not a huge ballet fan. I appreciate it, and I can watch it for a few minutes, and I go, wow, that's really incredible they can do that, and it's beautiful.
Right.
But again, just like with stand-up, after 10 minutes, I'm like, if there's not incredible music with it or something, but the Nutcracker to me is it's just an incredible show. The music is amazing. That's playing at the Overture Center in Madison. So if people are looking for something to do in the next few weeks to really kind of buy into that holiday entertainment spirit, I would highly recommend. And Tim Sowers was just here from the Overture Center about a week and a half ago. I would highly recommend the Nutcracker Ballet at the Overture Center in Madison. And then speaking of A Christmas Carol, in Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater by the Milwaukee Rep, great show. They do a phenomenal show. I saw that twice when I was younger, and it is a brilliant, beautiful live show. I mean, I know I talk about movies a lot on this show and TV, and that's probably my first love, but live shows, when you go to them, not sporadically, but at the right moments or for the right events, are awesome. And then right down the street, we got our buddy Frank Hermans, who was in here a couple weeks ago. This guy is a phenomenon. He has been selling out in this area for 20 years.
And looks great and does a great job.
Looks great. Yep. He's constantly churning out new stuff. It's really amazing. So check out Frank's Christmas down here at the Meyer Theater. So we just covered the three big cities in Wisconsin there.
Love it.
Did that? I'll have some Wausau information coming up. Or lacrosse.
Maybe. Lacrosse, something like that.
All right. Got to cover the whole state, right? All right, so it's fun. We got comedy tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Pat McGann is here, Bill Leff, and all kinds of fun. Todd Michaels is here.
Or at least for now.
At least for now. Until we break. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
That would be fun. And the whole night we could just do this and then have to go see a chiropractor. Tom from New Berlin from the 414 says half off on merchandise all over. Yeah, this is a great time to buy Halloween candy.
Well, I don't know. There was one time where my roommate and I, when I was in college, went last minute to try to get some Halloween costumes. Like, couldn't find anything.
Well, costumes, yeah. And candy?
I mean, yeah, Target was still.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably the day after is when it
gets crazy. The day after, yeah.
You know, we got to move these baby Ruths.
Did you hear that some of the Spirit Halloweens transition now into Spirit Christmas?
What does that mean, the Spirit Halloween?
So the store where they sell all the costumes, you know?
Oh, okay.
There's some locations in the U.S. now that are just transitioning into Spirit Christmas.
Really? Well, I don't know. I guess I don't have as much of an issue with Christmas, I guess, because it is the biggest holiday. I don't know. This vampire thing was so creepy. They unearthed 100 graves in Poland, but only one of them, they thought this woman was a real life vampire. And they had this sickle over her neck because they thought she tried to escape, and a lock on her toe. I don't know what that would do. I don't know. Vampires can't pick locks? I don't get it. However, she is, they're calling her an elite female vampire who died some 350 years ago. She was first unearthed 2 years ago at a medieval graveyard in Poland. She was 18, and they released these illustrations of what the 18-year-old vampirist might have looked like, and they have her skull. It's really creepy. Like, what did she do to make them bury her like that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, she looks like a nice girl in the in the recreation.
I'm sure she was a nice girl to.
I don't know. Who knows? It's very, very creepy stuff. Okay. So, we have, this is kind of a thing we're going to do here. This is our answer to the amount of fire shows on TV right now. It is ridiculous. As I mentioned, there's Chicago Fire, Fire Country. I think there's a 911 fire or something or other, Tacoma Fire. It's all about fire stage. And, you know, they're great characters. Firefighters are interesting. They're brave. And I get it, but I just think we're in overload. But having said that, we thought, well, why not come up with a show that you know, we could kind of piggyback on the rest of these popular fire shows. So here's what we came up with. This is our answer to all the fire shows. Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Looking for a show that'll keep you on the edge of your seat this fall? Check out Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Red, there's another huge spider in the crapper. When's that bug guy coming?
He's not. The mayor's cutting the department budget. You believe that?
These guys are the ones running toward a cat stuck in a tree when others run away. Two first responders who would give anything to have to respond.
I'll tell you what, it's a good thing those 9/11 terrorists targeted New York and not Wabino. I would have opened up a can of whoop-ass.
9/11? What happened?
Wabino Times film critic and bait shop owner Bud T-Bone McCracken calls it a gripping and poignant look at the lives of volunteer firefighters and says this weekend, Boneyard bait jigger bone grubs are half price.
What do you want to do for lunch today, man?
I don't know. We're out of cold cuts.
Be great if we had a Jimmy John's or a Subway.
Sure, they have a lot of downtime. That just makes them train harder to stay ready.
What are you doing?
Shuffle dancing. I'm taking a class at the Y.
What the hell's shuffle dancing?
For your information, it's a very popular dance form. It needs to be really coordinated to do it. It helped me be a better firefighter. Check this out.
They'll do whatever it takes to stay focused in case they ever get a call.
Ha, Yahtzee. Suck it, Smokey.
Damn! What are you guys doing this weekend?
Packers have a bye. So the wife wants me to go stupid antiquing.
They want local arsonists to know one thing. Don't bother, because these guys are experts at handling the hose. This show is literally on fire. Well, not literally. Wabino Volunteer Fire. No cats were harmed in the filming of this sketch.
That was a sketch? I'm serious about this. Todd Michaels has the best voice. He should be doing all of those ads, like those promos.
I could see him doing something for like Love Island or...
Do we have the clip? Let's find the clip of him. I sent him the script and he put down his parts. And when he was saying the name of the bait store, he couldn't get through it. And his laugh is so genuine and funny. Let's see if we can find that. That's a good one. All right. So we're getting some of your texts. Our question tonight is, how old is too old to trick or treat? Some towns think 12 and they've made laws. Some towns say 12, some say 16. I'm okay with 16. Jim from Appleton says, at my house, there is no age limit. If someone is going to put in the time to craft a costume to collect treats, they deserve some. That's a great attitude. I love this from Jim. P.S. Adults get a beer or shot of whiskey. Their choice. Jim, it's a good thing you didn't leave your address here. Jim is probably one of the most generous trick-or-treat giver-outers there is. That's a great text. Jim is in Appleton, so you could take your chances and hope you find Jim's house. Daniel from Menasha says, Daniel Wheeler in Menasha, if you can drive house to house to do your trick-or-treating, probably too old. That's a great point. Hannah from Milwaukee says, age shouldn't be the barrier to entry for trick-or-treating. It should be effort. I say if anyone of any age wants to put the effort in to get dressed up in a costume, go door to door for candy, they should be able to. Why put limitations on the joy of Halloween? We have a bunch of positive texters. That's really impressive. Thank you, Hannah. That's a great text. And I will keep that in mind if I ever trick or treat at your house. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
She pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. And these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV. Throw away your paper. Go to the country. Build you a home. Plant a little garden. Eat a lot of peaches. Try to find Jesus. On your own.
WGBW and WGBW.FM.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 27-year-old man was killed trying to cross Interstate 43 on foot last night. Brown County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened in Denmark at I-43 and State Highway 96. The pedestrian was struck by two vehicles, the first driven by a Port Washington woman, the second by an Illinois man. The pedestrian died on the scene. If the holiday season or even the weather has you feeling sad, there's something you can do and a number you can call. Here's Terry Barr.
If happy and holidays isn't quite ringing true for you, you're not alone. A recent survey shows close to 40% of people feel extra stressed during this time of year. The best thing health experts say you can do? Check in with others and talk about how you're feeling. Here's Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
I see it all the time, and I think that there is a rule of thumb that we can apply across the board, which is ask someone how they're doing and then listen. No, we try to solve their problems. No, it's not your job to solve their problems. It's your job to be their ear.
And Wisconsin has a confidential crisis number you could call or text. It's 988. It offers extra support every day, including the holidays. More than 130,000 people in our state have used the 988 number since it started in 2022. I'm Terry Barr.
The Milwaukee Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch five games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. Bucks president Peter Fagan says it's important to make games widely available. Check your local listings for more details.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, a low in the mid-teens, the wind settles down a little bit. And mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Around 30 degrees for the high Sunday, more sunshine into the area. Currently 21 degrees.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, we're bringing back one of our favorite issues. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. It's all about joy, happiness, and simple ways you can share it.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Hey, this is Pete. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving week and enjoying your families. We have a few days off doing the same, and we'll be back on December 2nd. In the meantime, we put together some fun segments from previous shows. Hope you enjoy, and happy Thanksgiving. Excited. We have a guest here. I've been trying to get on the show for a while, but he's a very busy guy and a very funny guy. We met years ago, and he played a joke on me. I think that's a great way to meet someone. He's had his own Netflix special. He's touring around the country playing theaters. He is the definition of the word. He's not even an up-and-comer. He's there, and he joins us now on Nightlight, Pat McGann. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pete. What's up, bud?
Not too much. How are you? Look at you in your car.
I know. What's on? You know, I had a family, my niece is turning 19 years old.
Oh, wow.
Depends on what ID she shows you, but she's 19. And we had a little pizza thing for her here. And so I apologize that I'm in my car, but good to see you, bud.
No, it's great to see you too. And it's great to see your car. It looks like you're doing very well based on the interior and how clean it is. And you've got the armrests.
It's really not. It's actually pretty filthy.
Is that a minivan?
I think this is how you how they invented trail mix. They went into a family car and they reached into the back of the seat. Yeah,
and there
that's,
you go.
It's not the cleanest vehicle, but
they packaged
it. I'm very curious about, like, I'm trying to think of one famous actor from Wisconsin. I'm sure there's many actors and actresses from Wisconsin. Do you ever like speculate on this question yourself, or do you have to wait till all the people come in?
I will say I do. Sometimes I do it right at the beginning and sometimes I do it later. But I think after I saw Poorer Things, I'd say Mark Ruffalo is probably my favorite. Love Willem Dafoe.
Where's he from?
He's from Kenosha. And
I never knew that.
Yeah, I think he like finished high school there and then left. And sometimes here in Wisconsin, Pat, what we do is we say someone's from here, even if they were born here and left like 3 months later, like the girl on Marvelous Miss Maisel did, Shannon, I can't think of her name right. Bresnahan, maybe? Anyway.
And Willem Dafoe, too? I didn't know that.
Yeah, from Appleton. Tried to, as I understand it, tried to make a porno film in high school.
Really?
I don't know if he was successful or not, but yeah, he was a little progressive maybe for Appleton. And I think he's mentioned that in interviews at times, but a great actor for sure.
Also from Appleton, Houdini, right?
Yeah, that's right. We just talked about him a couple weeks ago. That's right. Where are you right now? You're a Southside guy, right? Southside of Chicago?
I am a Southside guy. I am outside of Vito and Nick's. Have you ever been to Vito and Nick's Pizza?
I don't think so. It sounds familiar though.
It's phenomenal. It's, the tavern style, thin crust. And it is, it's been on the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You know, when you go into a place and you see, like, Guy Fieri was here.
Right.
It's good. So, legit spot.
This might sound sacrilegious, and being a Chicago kid, at least till I was 12, on the north side, right off the Kennedy, we had all kinds of stuffed pizza places around. I can't do the stuffed anymore, Pat. I don't know if I'm too old. I totally prefer New York style or just a thin crust. Does that make me a bad person?
Not at all. And that, I lived here my whole life. I eat deep dish maybe once every 2 years. Everything, there's a million places out here on the South Side that are thin crust, squares, small squares, tavern style. That's what you eat.
I love it. How are you, buddy? How you doing? Hey, what was the joke you played on me? We met at some...
We met at Zany's.
No. You were in L.A. There was some Illinois...
Was it the Windy City West?
Yes. It was like a networking thing for Chicago people that lived in L.A. And I used to go to those, and I used to go to the Wisconsin ones, so I was double dipping. But You came up to me and our friend, mutual friend, Mike Toomey, told you to say something to me. And damn it, if I cannot remember what it was, but whatever it was, you totally got me. And I was like, what?
I remember exactly what it was. We were talking about the 85 Bears.
Okay.
And I just said, Monsters of the Midway, bro. Mike told me to say that. He's like, you gotta just work in. Dude, yeah, Monsters of the Midway.
And what did I do? Did I give you a look like?
It was so like we were having such a sincere and genuine conversation because I had heard so much about you. And Mike, you know, I know you guys are very tight and have been for a long time. But, you know, Mike was like a mentor to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you're going to meet my buddy, Pete Schwabba. He's like, you got to give him this Monsters of the Midway. It was like, I was like getting in on your guys' inside joke.
Oh, that's so great.
I was trying to annoy you.
We were, that was our thing. We would come up with phrases like when you could tell people weren't really either not sports fans or didn't follow that particular team, but they wanted to act like they did. So
yeah,
whenever
right.
I had a friend that whenever the Bears make a good play, he'd go, Monsters of the Midway. It's like, what? You just ruined the whole afternoon with that. What are you doing? Well,
it's like
was
dropping an iron curtain when you're watching the Steelers.
Oh. It was great to meet you that night, Pat. And I cannot believe, like, since then, you and I think Mike even made a joke one time when I moved. He said you became the new Pete because you guys used to do the road together or something. Or maybe when did you
start
stand up?
I started in like 2008. And
wow.
I met Mike really early on at Walter Payton's Roundhouse. Speaking of Monsters of the Midway, he was a part of that.
Sure.
So we met there and then I started opening for him on the road. He would take me with them, you know, and just, you know how it is, like when you're bouncing ideas off of somebody or also just getting like, you know, a handle on who books what and, you know, how it all works, really. Like,
yeah.
I learned so much of that from Mike.
Well, you have like been, to quote one of your jokes, we just heard your guys in their 20s bit to tease your appearance here. And I love that's such a funny, the whole piece is funny, but you're like, on the road now, you're part of this tour with Sebastian Maniscalco, and you guys are playing huge theaters. And what is that like, Pat? You know, you go from talking about working the road with Mike and learning the ropes to, you know, you played the Chicago Theater recently. I mean, it's got to be crazy. You got your own Netflix special.
Well, it's on Amazon and Peacock, so not Netflix.
Okay.
But maybe someday. But no, it's phenomenal. The Sebastian stuff has really been great. I met him at Zany's, which I know we worked together as well. I know.
Yeah.
I remember talking to you in the back and like by the kitchen and this. So met Sebastian there and he took me on the road with him. And at that time he was doing like small theaters and, you know, growing out of the clubs. And now he's doing like arenas. And it's insane. You know, there's not a lot of comics doing what he's doing. And when I'm with him, it's kind of like a different world. You know, you kind of get that imposter syndrome. but the experience has been great. You know, it's a little different doing stand up in that environment, but you know, it's a lot of fun. And his shows, like I just came off a weekend with him. We were in Atlanta and Nashville, Jacksonville and Savannah. He did an arena in each town, and the production values of his shows have just really, you know, it's like next level stuff. It's a little different being in the round and being in a less intimate environment.
Yeah.
But it's still fun. It's really like, you know, the I feel like the live experience is translating more than ever. People are probably not even realizing it, but they crave that, like being with other people and being in an audience and surrounded by other people laughing at the same thing and like being on the same page. Like it's really like something we don't get to do that much anymore.
For sure. My guest is Pat McGann. He's a Chicago-based stand-up comedian. You can check out his special on Amazon and Peacock. I thought Netflix owns everything, so I think I just assumed it was Netflix. But what do you prefer, Pat? You prefer like you said, you get treated probably like a king when you play these theaters. You don't get treated like a king in a club, but you have that intimate feeling in a club. As a stand-up, what do you prefer? Not strictly money aside.
I mean, the clubs and the smaller theaters always prefer, because it's just like an automatic, instant connection. And it's like more like a conversation. Like you're really with those people. There's a little bit more of a gap in that when you're at an arena. You can't really do crowd work as easily. You can't really connect on the level that you can in a club, you know? And then for developing material too, it's really difficult to do that if you're doing a bigger venue. And, you know, when I'm opening for him, I'm doing shorter sets. So I like when I'm kind of, you know, closing out the show, I have a longer set and I can do a club or a smaller room, a smaller theater, and, you know, let, you know, air it out, try new things and do some crowd work too, because I like to do that and it makes it every show a little bit different. Right.
Yeah. You're so good at the crowd works too, that I would imagine you do miss clubs at times, but Pat, what is it like you just said, you could be doing smaller theaters yourself. Probably you've had a special, you're really well known now, but these gigs with Sebastian must be so easy. You probably just have to show up, and it's probably great money and great travel. And like, how do you give that up? And do you even want to?
Yeah. I mean, no, you're right. You get caught up in that, right? Cause you're like, this is amazing. Everything's taken care of. It's all, you know, you really do. You just show up and it's not your audience. There's no pressure and selling tickets. And that's a real thing. You know, when I'm out on my own and I'm trying to promote shows and get people in the door, that's a tougher grind, but that is the goal, right? You want to be closing the show. But also the Sebastian experience has really helped build my career and get me in front of a lot of people. And, you know, the special you mentioned, Sebastian produced. So he's really sharing this platform that he's developed with me, which is the most you can do for another comic, you know, kind of bring someone else up the ladder. So I do see this tremendous value in doing the opening act with him, but you know, I'd be lying if I was say like, I don't prefer like, you know, doing my own thing.
Right. It's funny. You have, you guys complement each other really well. Like he's very physical and kind of as, almost showcasing his acting skills when he's doing stand-up. He's very, demonstrative, and you're kind of just this wise ass Irish guy with these great jokes. Like, I would imagine too, that his crowds know who you are now too, and are just as happy to see you on some level.
Yeah, it's been great for me to be able to get in front of these people, and they really support him. They come out every time he comes into their town. And, you know, now it's like the third, fourth time going through a lot of these markets. And it's nice to have like kind of piggybacked his crowd and be able to capture those people. But to your point on him, like just being around him, the performance style he has, I've learned a lot from that, just like getting out there and actually like turning it on.
Yeah, you know? That's great. My guest is Pat McGann. He is here. You can check out his stand-up special on Amazon Prime or Peacock. And when we come back, we'll let you know where you can see him live. He is part of a big tour right now with the aforementioned Sebastian. He's here with us tonight on Nightlight. We'll have more with Pat coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Say the more my work gets done. Cause I live and breathe in Philadelphia freedom. From the day that I was born, I waved the flag. Philadelphia freedom took me knee high to a man. Yeah. Give me a piece of mind.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW, The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pat McGann is my guest. He's joining us from his van on the south side of Chicago. That doesn't sound good, but everything is on the up and up, I swear. Pat, I love when I think you've arrived as a respected comedian when people remember your jokes and who said it. About 2 years ago, maybe, I had my folks over for breakfast, and we were looking for, like, sometimes we watch comedy, we watch Brian Regan a lot, and I came across your special. I said, oh, Pat's really funny. You guys are going to love Pat. He's this Irish Catholic kid from the South Side. So we put the special on. Every time your name comes up, like I was talking to my dad today, who's on your show tonight? Pat McGann. Is he the guy that does the beach volleyball joke sitting at the table? Like, he knows that joke, and it has stuck with him forever. And Pat's joke is, I'm paraphrasing, but you had so many people in your family and not enough chairs that you sat, I think, in a high chair until you were like 5 years old or something like that. That's the joke my dad always goes to. He's like, oh, Pat's the guy that does the joke. And I'm like, yeah. So I think that's pretty cool, because a lot of times you remember someone's funny, or you remember the name or a joke, and then you can't remember who said it. My dad remembers that joke and remembers who said it. So good for you. There you go.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Yeah. I'd love to hear that. Yeah, I sat in a high chair until I was like 9. You know? Just elevated.
That's so
pushed
great.
Up, like, they took the tray off, pushed me up against the table. Yeah. Like I was reffing a volleyball match. Felt like a lifeguard.
Oh, I love it. All right. So you said you started in 2008. How did you, when did the light bulb go off for you, Pat? You said you started when you were 31, and that's not late, but it's later than some. But, and you said, I think in your bio, I read you were selling packaging. I imagine, hopefully, you released the funniest packaging salesman at your company. But when did you think, I think I can do this? You know, I think I can do comedy.
You know what? I was like just going to open mics, and I always like loved writing stuff in notebooks. And you know, you mentioned Brian Regan and Jim Gaffigan too. I saw Jim Gaffigan's special on Comedy Central, and I was like, man, I feel like this guy is talking about stuff that I talk about with my buddies, and we all like similar premises, and like just kind of like, I remember calling my dad, and I was like, I'm just watching this guy and I feel like he's like, what are you talking about? You'd have to move to New York. Like you can't just start. And I went to an open mic in Chicago, and you know, Chicago's got such a healthy stand-up scene. A lot of people give credit to the improv scene, as you know, but the stand-up scene is great. And I started going to open mics, and, you know, open mics, there's some horrible stuff going on there, you know, and there's good things too, but you're like, I could be as, at least I could do that. Right.
Right.
So I started going there and then just snowballed. The biggest thing I had to overcome was getting on a stage. I was never like a performer or like, you know,
wow.
I was terrified about talking in front of a group of people. You know, I really had to overcome that. So
that's really interesting you say that, because your style is such that you seem very casual, very at ease on stage. So you've obviously overcome that, as you would have had to do anyway, being a stand-up. But that surprises me that you say that. I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, it took me a while. The thing that happened with me, like in terms of getting an opportunity or a break, was becoming a house MC at Zany's. And the repetition in that was just insane. They're open every night of the week for comedy. The only night I had off was Mondays. So Tuesday through Sunday, we're doing shows. And Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, multiple shows. So in those 6 days, you're doing 12 to 14 shows. And they really wanted me to welcome people and not do material. They wanted me to find out who was from out of town and if anyone had anything going on that night, like, right. You know, celebrating anything. And that helped me get comfortable.
You said you're pretty sarcastic on stage, but also very likable. Is that like a hard line to walk for you? Do you ever go too far and then you have trouble getting people back, or do you have it down to a science by now?
I mean, I'm sure that I can alienate some people, and maybe now more than ever. But I try to be, like you said, likable, but like kind of like a jerk, you know, like, are you allowed to swear on this show?
Yeah, it's live radio, like, but it's also, we can edit out swears for the podcast.
It's like you're a likable a-hole, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I always feel like, you know, I try to get away with things and, but smile along the way and act like I'm not really that serious. And, you know,
right.
I don't know.
Oh, it's working for you. What are your favorite clubs, Pat? I assume Zany's is one of them because that's where you started, but.
Well, you got one right down the street from you, right? Can you see it from your window?
We have
Comedy Club on State.
Comedy on State is directly below us. And I've met both the Paris girls. They're both very nice, but they don't, like, I'm trying to find like sponsors and advertisers, and they're nice, but they're packed every night. Like, they don't need to spend a dime. They have such a good reputation, you know, but they're right downstairs.
I find that the independently owned clubs are the best.
Yeah.
They're not as interested in or concerned about, you know, selling food and, you know, I know that they're interested in the bottom line, don't get me wrong, but they're also like more supporters of comedy. So Zany's, obviously in Chicago, Comedy Works in Denver, the one there in Madison, the ones that are kind of more run, you know, by even Helium's, like the Helium comedy clubs. I really enjoy working those. There's one in Buffalo that I really like. There's still a lot of great comedy clubs out there.
You want to feel old? My son just went up. He did his first set at Comedy on State like 2 weeks ago. And he was
really?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 23, but he graduated from here last year. He's just here for the summer. And he was like pretty nervous, but I go, well, if you do well at that club, you know, that's a good sign. And he called me after. He's like, Dad, it went really well. I was really happy with it.
So that's like, awesome.
And as a dad, you're like, I was more nervous than he was because I'm reliving all this again, you know?
Did a part of you feel like, what am I letting this guy get into? You know?
Yeah. I'm like, just do nails. It's an easier life. You know, you don't want to do this.
I'm ready.
Beach Wabba, Nightlight.
Baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk alone. And you're forever talking on the phone.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Dom Selvia.
Just P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, Dom will be back live for all the political talk you missed. No more looking at how the sausage gets made, except for the government. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
a strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.